Now we want to continue a conversation we started yesterday. With millions of unemployed people looking for work, why do seasonal businesses like the Lobster Pot in Provincetown, Massachusetts, hire foreign workers over Americans? Well, the owner told us.
A combination of the housing and the cost of living and availability, there's just no skilled workers available.
That's the owner of the Lobster Pot, Sean McNulty, and Takeaway listeners had a lot to say about that.
This is John Paul calling from Detroit. And if you can't run a business paying what it takes for Americans to work, then it's not a business that I'm willing to support as an American. I would work in the fields, and I have a law degree, if people were willing to pay me so I could do it part-time.
Amy in Boston writes this at our website. Provincetown and Cape Cod in general have changed a great deal since the 70s. A very large percentage of homes are now seasonal. The residents are either short-term visitors or wealthy folks, neither of whom are going to be interested in restaurant jobs. Eastern European students are willing to tackle some of the more basic summer jobs. For them, being here is part of the adventure and part of their education. We're better off for having the youth of other countries visit us. There are no easy answers. Forcing businesses like the Lobster Pot to remain understaffed doesn't help the unemployed and, in fact, could add to the problem. Give us your views on the subject. Continue the conversation at thetakeaway.org.
NYC Now delivers the most up-to-date local news from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. With three updates a day, listeners get breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from across New York City. By sponsoring programming like NYC Now, you'll reach our community of dedicated listeners with premium messaging in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to get in touch and find out more.